Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christa Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With six hospital campuses, Christa Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christa Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Gracious Spirit. Keep your family safe, O Lord, with unfailing care, that relying solely on the hope of heavenly grace, they may be defended always by your protection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. In the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on high and lofty throne, with the train of his garment filling the temple. Seraphim were stationed above. They cried one to the other, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. All the earth is filled with his glory." At the sound of that cry, the frame of the door shook, and the house was filled with smoke. Then I said, "Woe is me, I am doomed, for I am a man of unclean lips, living among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, holding an ember that he had taken with thongs from the altar. He touched my mouth with it and said, "See, now that this has touched your lips, your wickedness is removed, your sin purged." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" "Here I am," I said, "send me." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
In the sight of the angels, I will sing your praises, O Lord. In the sight of the angels, I will sing your praises, O Lord. I thank you, Lord, with all my heart. You have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels, I praise you. I bow down toward your holy temple. In the sight of the angels, I will sing your praises, O Lord. I give thanks to your name for your merciful love and your faithfulness. You have exalted your name over all. On the day I called, you answered. You increase the strength of my soul. Thank you, O Lord, when they hear the words from your mouth. They shall sing of the ways of the Lord. How great is the glory of the Lord. In the sight of the angels, right hand you save me. The Lord will accomplish this for me. O Lord, your merciful love is eternal. Discard not the work of your hands. In the sight of the angels, I will sing your praises, O
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, I handed on to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 brothers at once, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. After that, he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one abnormally born, he appeared to me. Therefore, whether it be I or they, so we preach, and so you believe. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
From the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory be to you, O Lord.
While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch. Simon said in reply, Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command I will lower the nets. When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come to help them. They came and filled both boats so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him and all those with him. And likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men. When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Stewardship Sunday, and Don has asked me to entertain and distract you while they're setting up the screen and everything else for the video presentation. I don't have to tell you what goes on because you're already mostly familiar with that, and what you don't know will probably be given to you in the video. So I thought I'd tell you a little story from my history. After Mass one day, a person approached me and said, Father, I'm going to be going to another church. All you preach here every Sunday is on money. I want to go someplace where they preach on the Bible. I says, oh, that's interesting. I says, I'm pastor here, and I know exactly what we preach and what goes on. I says, on out of the 52 weeks out of the year, 50 weeks we preach from the gospel. On two Sundays of the year, we present the financial situation and needs of the parish, and we present the financial situation and need of the diocese. I said, you picked the wrong two Sundays of the year to come to Mass. I think Don's ready.
Hello? Is someone there?
Sorry, I'm here for confession. My mom told me I needed to come.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound very good. I mean, that's not really how it works. It's supposed to come from your heart.
I know.
So, I guess you don't have any sins that you need to confess then?
No, I do.
Are you sorry for your sins?
Yes, sir.
Well, then you have come to the right place. How long has it been since your last confession?
I don't really remember. It's kind of been a long time.
Oh, I see. Well, welcome home, son. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
So let's begin then. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hello, I'm Bishop Michael Mulvey. Pope Francis has proclaimed 2016 as a special Jubilee Year of Mercy. Please join me as we consider God's great mercy for us and how we in turn have a mission to show mercy to others.
So what exactly is mercy? Usually when we hear about mercy, we associate it with forgiveness, but mercy is so much more.
When someone has been wronged, we just sort of know automatically that the person who hurt them owes them something as a result. They might need to repair the damage or suffer some kind of punishment, but whatever it is, things won't be right again until that debt has been paid.
The same is true in our relationship with God. He created us and everything good in our lives. We owe Him our very existence and are subject to His law.
And think about how often we give in to temptation and sin.
I don't know about you, but if I'm going to get the justice I actually deserve, what hope is there for me?
But thankfully, we can have hope because that's where mercy comes in.
Justice is giving a person what they deserve, but mercy is giving a person something not because they deserve it, but simply because they need it, out of compassion.
Christ shared in our humanity so that as He offered up Himself as the greatest sacrifice the world has ever known, we could join ourselves and our sin to Him, allowing His great act of love to satisfy the debt we owe for our sins.
And He did it not because we deserved it, but because of His great compassion. That is mercy.
Look, we all stumble sometimes. That's the way things go.
We live in a fallen world full of temptations and a devil that's hard at work trying to turn us away from God.
We can start to get comfortable with our little sins, but they weaken us and make us more susceptible to falling into more serious sins. And after a while, we look around and we find ourselves far away from God, out in the wilderness.
Father?
Yes?
If somebody hasn't come to church in a really long time or has done some pretty bad stuff, will God still forgive them?
If someone's truly sorry for their sins and comes to confession, there's no sins that God can't forgive. So if someone really wants to start over again, it's really up to them.
Even when we've turned our backs on Him, even when we stumble and fall, God is always ready to help us get back up, shake the dust off, and start again. When we are sorry for our sins and humbly seek forgiveness, He is always ready to welcome us home.
Father?
Yes?
Can I ask you something else?
Well, sure.
Why do I have to go to confession? If I confess my sins to God when I pray at night, wouldn't He still forgive me?
You know, Christ Jesus, after His resurrection, asked His disciples to take care of two very important jobs. One was to bring the good news, the gospel, to all the nations, and the other was to forgive sins in His name. And I don't know about you, but if Jesus thought it was important that we see forgiveness through His church, well, that's good enough for me.
Yeah, it's good enough for me too.
At the end of your pew, you should find a stack of materials. Please take a moment to distribute one envelope and card and a pen or a pencil to each person in your pew. If there aren't enough materials, please raise your hand so an usher can assist you. Now, please find the prayer that is on your card. I invite you to join me in saying this prayer aloud. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. My God, I am sorry for my sins with all my heart. In choosing to do wrong and failing to do good, I have sinned against You, whom I should love above all things. I firmly intend, with Your help, to do penance, to sin no more, and to avoid whatever leads me to sin. Our Savior Jesus Christ suffered and died for us. In His name, my God, have mercy.
Amen.
Through the sacrament of reconciliation, your sins are forgiven. And regardless of what you have done or how long it's been since your last confession, you leave the confessional with a clean soul and a restored relationship with your Creator. All you have to do is go and receive that gift.
And I absolve you from your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord has freed you from your sins. Go in peace.
Thank you.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever.
There's nothing in the world quite like the feeling of the weight of all your sins lifted off your shoulders once you leave that confessional.
This year, Pope Francis has invited every one of us to be more willing to receive God's mercy.
Confession is a beautiful thing.
Please take a few moments to complete section 2 on your card.
I encourage you to make a personal commitment to receiving the sacrament soon and to return to it often.
We know how we should live because Christ is our example, and he was willing to sacrifice, to give of himself for the sake of others, not because they deserved it, but because we needed it out of compassion. When we start to look at people through the eyes of mercy, we begin to think less about what they might or might not deserve and care more about their needs,
which moves us to help them however we can.
The Church calls these undeserved acts of kindness works of mercy. They include ministering to a person's physical needs, such as feeding the hungry, sheltering the homeless, or visiting the sick and in prison.
But they also include attending to spiritual needs, such as comforting people, forgiving willingly, and praying for the living and those that have left us.
When we perform the corporal and spiritual works of mercy,
we become more compassionate and start to focus on others, especially their suffering.
And this transforms our heart to be more Christ-like. So helping others allows God to form us into who he created us to be.
In the following sections, let's consider how we can then turn and show mercy towards others, especially through the works of mercy. Please take a moment to prayerfully consider and check off at least 3 works of mercy you will commit to practicing more frequently.
It can be difficult for us as individuals to attend to all of these needs, but we're not just individuals. We are the body of Christ, and working together, we can do so much more.
God is trusting us to be good stewards of our gifts, to care for both ourselves and our neighbors.
So stewardship and mercy go hand in hand. Whenever we put our time, money, or talents into doing or supporting works of mercy, we're sacrificing something we value for the good of others.
Not because it is due or deserved, but as an act of compassion, simply because there is need.
In fact, one of the most important missions of the Diocese of Corpus Christi is to consistently administer the corporal and spiritual works of mercy.
The Catholic Stewardship Appeal touches over 400,000 people in 12 counties through more than 30 ministries.
When you give to the Catholic Stewardship Appeal, your gifts directly impact
feeding the homeless, caring for the mentally ill, serving persons with disabilities,
providing for the safest of environments by protecting our children and vulnerable adults through our safe environment trainings, background checking, and helping families in crisis.
Serving our youth through formation and catechesis, as well as training youth directors and volunteers.
Providing a Catholic presence on campuses and evangelizing to all students.
Providing tuition and room and board for our seminarians and helping to increase vocations.
Providing marriage preparation, retreats, and natural family planning.
Please take a moment and consider sharing your financial blessings through this appeal today. In section 4, you will find an option to make a one-time gift, which you can include in your envelope, or you can make a pledge dividing your gift over 10 months.
Whether or not you are giving a financial gift, we ask that everyone please complete the section with your name and address. And finally, on the back side of the card, we invite everyone to please place one check mark by the group of the diocesan ministries that are most important to you. When you are finished, simply tear off the bottom section of the card and place it in the envelope along with any financial gifts and seal it.
The rest of the card is yours to keep. Please take it home and keep it somewhere visible as a reminder of your new commitments to receiving God's mercy and to sharing that mercy with others.
Thank you for your generosity and participation in the Catholic Stewardship Appeal. I pray that the Jubilee Year of Mercy will serve as a beautiful reminder to all of us that we can continually seek God's mercy and healing through the sacrament of reconciliation, and in turn, always treat others with mercy and love as well. May God bless you and your family today and always.
Let us stand and profess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Christ crucified and risen intercedes for us with the Father. Therefore, we can pray with great confidence.
That all who preach God's word may express with conviction and clarity that Christ has died, is risen, and will return, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God may strengthen many to answer his call to serve as priests, deacons, and religious brothers and sisters, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God bless our parish and diocese, strengthen our faith and parish life, and grant us the spirit of Christian stewardship by opening our hearts to the Catholic stewardship appeal, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That our nation may experience a conversion of heart and return in penance and sorrow to our covenant with God, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all who seek public office may acknowledge the law of God as higher than any human law or court, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who serve in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Valentin L. Puig, Frank Garza, Jr., Robert E. and Hannah G. Hagelin, and Robert E. Hagelin, Jr., Father Bill Elliott, and Roland Canales, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And now, my dear friends, for all of the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, despite our unworthiness, you call us to follow you. As you hear our prayers, make us faithful in responding to your call. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Let us pray. O Lord our God, who once established these created things to sustain us in our frailty, grant, we pray, that they may become for us now the sacrament of eternal life. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you laid the foundations of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You formed man in your own image and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder. To rule in your name over all you have made, and forever to praise you in your mighty works, through Christ our Lord. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, will become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and Michael, our Bishop, his brother bishops Edmund and Renee, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory. Through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Peace be with you.
Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral, on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.